Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, I want to read from Paul's letter in 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, beginning of verse 14. And he writes this, "To this he called you," and he being Christ, "to this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the traditions that you were taught by us, either by our spoken word or by our letter." Well, it's, I don't know where you are, but where I am, it's cooler weather and leaves are changing a little bit in North Florida, and they're, of course, changing more beautifully further north. And then one of the great classical traditions in all of sports is about to begin. Fall and the World Series are here. Once again, a time to make a lifetime of memories for baseball fans, younger and older like me, and maybe like you. The World Series begins Friday. It's a time of remembering, a time of reflecting upon similar moments from the past of every pitch, at bat and hit, every agonizing strikeout, and unbelievable game-saving plays and performances, memories all woven forever into the history of America's pastime. A time where memorable moments are born and shared among generations older to younger and all in between, where the expected gives way to the unexpected, of mountaintop moments and valley moments beyond compare in the short space of a few days. We talked about our impact, the legacy that we leave. We tend to think, though, in terms of our impact as something big that we need to do. But in fact, God often places one-on-one moments, one person in our lives at a particular memorable and eternal moment for eternal impact. And his hope for you and for me is that we don't miss the moment. I lived with my hardworking grandparents in Long Island when I was a very young boy. They proudly immigrated here through Ellis Island, and my grandpa instilled within me his work ethic and his love for baseball, in particular, New York Yankees baseball. When school and schoolwork and chores were all done, we would then spend time together watching the Yankees on his 10-inch wide black and white television, and even watched the Yankees' Don Larsen pitch a perfect game in the 1956 World Series, Game 5 of that World Series, still the only perfect game ever thrown in a World Series. Grandpa was my hero and my example, even after he suffered a stroke while preparing to take me fishing. His impact on a young grandson lives on to this day and has been shared with my bride, my son, family, and others, making memories that forever I hold dear and cherish and have impacted me for good in my life. The most meaningful of relationships in life are a lot like that. Shared memories of exhilarating mountaintop highs and disappointing, despairing valley lows like my grandpa went through. Joys missed with heartaches. Memories forever etched on the fields of fulfilled and unfulfilled dreams, of the home runs and the strikeouts in life. Each fall classic, as the World Series is rightly called, is a special moment in the hearts and the memories of our family in particular, special through our relationships with each other and other relationships that we cherish and we hold dear with other people that God has placed in our lives. It's the Apostle Paul's truth that we read a minute ago coming to fruition, to stand firm and hold dear the meaningful traditions and relationships, God-ordained relationships of our lives. And we'll all smile once again this year as one of our own personal special moments and traditions continues. Some of you are well aware of this and have heard it before, and will remember this moment that I've shared, which started in 1967, a few months after my bride, Linda, and I were married. It was October, and the Boston Red Sox were set to square off against future Hall of Fame pitcher Bob Gibson and the powerful St. Louis Cardinals in the World Series. Our wedding had been 4 months earlier on June 3rd, and we enjoyed a brief 2-day honeymoon coupled with a 4-day trip along U.S. Highway 17 up the eastern coast of the United States from Florida and back to Dover, Delaware. I was a member of the United States Air Force at the time, and Dover Air Force Base was our assignment for the first 2 years of our marriage. As the hour drew near for the first pitch of the opening game, it was played in the afternoon then, and most of them were. My supervisor at the Air Force Base radar shop could sense, he knew I was a baseball fan, and he could sense that my attention was not fully on fixing the electronic navigational systems for our military aircraft that were flying to and from Vietnam during the war at that time. Graciously, and probably for the safety of our aircraft and flight crews, he allowed me to go home to watch the afternoon game on television. While driving off the base, I stopped at the base exchange, a little grocery store on base, and I bought a six-pack of Hamm's beer. This was during a period of my life before God removed alcohol from my life 37 years ago. I have no idea what a six-pack of beer costs these days, but the cost of it back then was 85 cents, which, believe it or not, our limited budget could not afford for me to spend. The guilt of spending that money hit me immediately as I was leaving the exchange with a brown paper bag in hand containing the beer. The guilt deepened as I drove home. And so when a floral shop came into view as I was driving along, I stopped and bought two yellow roses, 50 cents each. The florist put them in a field of little white flowers called baby's breath, and then he wrapped the entire arrangement beautifully together in green tissue paper and tied it all with a yellow ribbon. Now I'd spent more money, which we couldn't afford. Things seemed to be going in the wrong direction, but at least a part of me was now feeling a little better about my earlier purchase of beer, and so I headed home with my $1 bribe of yellow roses in one hand and the brown paper bag in the other. Linda met me at the door and beamed at the sight of the two yellow roses, which I pushed out toward her with the words, "Happy World Series." It was all I could think to say at the time. I'm ashamed to admit it, but those were the first flowers that I had given her since we were married 4 months earlier. She was thrilled, though. Never said a word about the brown paper bag or its contents hanging from my other hand. Just one of what would be many, many examples and moments to come through the years of her grace and love for me. Well, the Red Sox lost that game one in Fenway Park in Boston, eventually lost the World Series in 7 games, but it was a great World Series. But the tradition of the World Series yellow roses, now I give her a dozen, given on the first day of every World Series, continued without blemish, and this Friday will be 56 years in a row, despite its less than noble beginning. Now I also give them to my daughter-in-law, Amy, and granddaughters, Hannah and Ellie. It was an unintended and selfish beginning to a wonderful tradition supporting a nobler link between Linda and me. A tradition aligned with God's word, except maybe my purchase of the beer for myself, and his way for our relationship together, and the privilege that I now have each year to renew a symbol of a lifetime commitment to my bride, a precious gift from God. And each year, no matter what is going on in our lives at the time, it is a moment and reminder of our love and sacrifice to an ideal higher than self. And whether you choose to believe this or not, knowing my love for the game of baseball, even higher than baseball. And when Linda was going through her cancer treatment recently, surgery and radiation, other doctor's meetings, all my appointments, travel, and less important responsibilities were benched so that I could make sure that I was with her when I needed to be for her appointments and time. It was a humbling privilege to be with her through every moment and now the 5-year follow-up testing. And God used it all, as he did that World Series moment years ago, to further remind me of what is truly important in life. Traditions aligned with God, no matter their beginnings, tend to do that. They remind us of the simple purity and value of those important people and important things in our life. As I mentioned earlier, we've been talking about the impact that we were created to have in life the last few weeks, the imprints that we leave on the lives around us, the arms of others we lift when their arms need to be lifted and we need to help them. Allowing God within our well, within us, within that God-shaped void within us to guide us, to leave the legacy that we were created to leave each day. And often we're reminded that those opportunities are closer than we realized, and they're always around us. And the key, my friends, once again, don't miss them. Look around. Embrace and enjoy those around you. Make memories. Start God-inspired traditions of your own, maybe not driven by guilt like I did, with the important people in your life. Memories and traditions which reflect God's grace and His reminder of the special gifts of people everywhere in our life and of the dreams for our lives that God has placed within our hearts. Happy World Series. Once again, to my precious bride and daughter-in-law and granddaughters and my son. And happy World Series to all of you and to those important people that God has placed in your life whom you love. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you. Thank you for the simple reminder from the Apostle Paul to cling to those things that are important, to cling to the traditions of our lives, aligned with God's word. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for what you did way back then in our lives. Thank you for the gift of my bride. Thank you for all that you do for us and with us. And thank you for the privilege of being your hands and your feet, your heart for the world around us. Help us to not miss a moment that you place before us to make a difference in this world, to have the impact that you intend for us to have. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. In your son's precious, precious name we pray. Amen. And amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.